From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A Kansas jury has found Scott Roeder guilty of murder and aggravated assault in the death of abortion provider Dr. George Tiller last year. NPR's Kathy Lohr was in the courtroom when the verdict was announced.
Roeder showed no emotion as the guilty verdicts were read in the courtroom. He admitted in and out of court that he shot Tiller because he wanted to protect unborn children. Roeder detailed how he bought the .22 caliber gun, stayed in a Wichita hotel, visited Tiller's church, and shot him in the head on May 31st. The defense did not object to the facts, but intended to get the jury to consider a lesser charge of voluntary manslaughter. The judge ruled against that. In a statement, Tiller's family said they hope Tiller can be remembered for his service to women and for the help he provided to those who needed it. Roeder faces a sentence of life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. Sentencing has been set for March 9th. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Wichita.
The gross domestic product grew faster than analysts expected in the final quarter of 2009 by an annual rate of 5.7%. After the Commerce Department released its report, U.S. stocks rose in early trading. President Obama is addressing the Republican conference in Baltimore this hour, urging members to put politics aside to solve the nation's most pressing problems.
If we can't break free from partisan gridlock, if we can't move past a politics of no, if resistance supplants constructive debate, I still have to meet my responsibilities as president.
Some of the most politically divisive issues are being aired out, including federal spending, tax cuts, and sweeping change to the health care system. Afghanistan is promising to hold a peace conference likely to include members of the Taliban. A UN official secretly met some Taliban members recently to see if they are ready to talk. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
The outgoing UN representative for Afghanistan, Kai Ida, reportedly held talks with Taliban leaders in Dubai last month. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Ida was trying to get his own sense of the mindset of the Taliban ahead of a conference in London where reconciliation was a big issue. But speaking on her way to Paris, Clinton distanced herself from Ida.
He's not going to be part of our efforts going forward. He did a lot of hard work while he was there in a very difficult situation, but now we're transitioning to a new UN representative. So I think he wanted to offer his personal views about what he assessed.
Kai Ida is being replaced by Stefan de Mistura, who previously served in Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Paris.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 43 points at 10,164, NASDAQ down 4 at 2,175. This is NPR. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair denies he agreed to a covert deal with the Bush administration a year before the Iraq War. Speaking before an investigative panel in London today, Blair said the decision to support the 2003 U.S.-led invasion was born out of fears of another September 11th terrorist attack, though the former British leader concedes that Iraq's deposed dictator Saddam Hussein was not a bigger threat after 9/11. Ice and snow are causing problems at Oklahoma City's largest airport, and we have the latest from Michael Cross of member station KOSU.
Airlines at Will Rogers World Airport have already canceled more than 24 flights throughout the day, and it could be later this afternoon before planes begin to depart. Spokesperson Karen Carney says the flights ground to a halt when the freezing rain began falling.
We had over 100 cancellations, arrivals and departures yesterday. Our last flight went out about 9:35 in the morning, and we didn't have anything after that.
Carney says the road conditions were still passable, so none of the stranded passengers had to stay the night in the airport. Most of the state remains under a winter weather warning until later today. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
American workers made more money in benefits in the final months of 2009. Compensations rose by 0.5% for the year. The Labor Department reports wages and benefits climbed 1.5%, the smallest gain on records going back more than 25 years. This could affect the pace of economic recovery. Facing the risk of unemployment, many workers just aren't buying as much as they used to, and consumer spending accounts for 70% of the country's economic activity. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.